Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You heard Pat talking about the government calls earlier this morning to crack down on customers using supermarket loyalty cards to get discounts on drink. And as a lot of you, I'm sure pretty much all of you, I use them myself, will know, you can use your loyalty card points. You can't use your loyalty card points under the current legislation to buy drink. You can't use those card points to purchase the alcohol. You can't accumulate points if you buy drink in supermarkets, but some of the supermarket stores do allow you to get offers, maybe €2, €1, €1.50 off particular brands or bottles or drinks during different times of the month, or perhaps they have a Halloween or a Christmas or something like that offer on, if you are part of their loyalty programme. And what the government want to do now is they want to stop that. They want to totally crack down on any kind of discount when you're buying drink in the off-licence of the supermarket. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about this today. 1800 453 106 is the number. Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Is this the right move, Damien?
I think clarity for the position is what's required, is that, at the moment it is illegal to use loyalty card programs that reward customers for buying alcohol. It also is not, it's not acceptable anymore. So it's illegal anymore for things like happy hours, for example, and promotions that allow alcoholic drinks to be sold at a reduced price when bought alongside other products is illegal as well. And short-term promotions are illegal. But what we need is clarity on the shelf edge pricing and what's there. And at the moment is that if you were to buy something with a club card or a loyalty card, is that you are entitled to a discount on the product. But everybody's entitled to it if they sign up for it. Now, and the thing with the retailers at the supermarkets is that what they're looking for is clarity. Sorry, what they're looking for is loyalty from customers, and they're able to do this by offering the promotions. 80% of people using club cards, of the Tesco, for example, are using club cards. So 80% of the customers can avail of that at the moment.
Not if this new law comes to pass, though.
No, absolutely not. But that will require that everybody can buy alcohol at the same price. You don't have to be a club card member. And, what they're looking for is loyalty programs. I assume then that they will have a price if they were.
Are you there, Damien? Have I lost Damien? An issue maybe with Damien's line. We'll get Damien back. Stay with us, Damien, if you can hear me. We'll reconnect with you in a minute. I have the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, Sheila Gahini, is with me on the line today. I assume you're in favour of this, Sheila.
Yes, we are. I mean, we have been pointing to this kind of anomaly that's there. You know, this was legislation that was actually passed back in 2018, the Public Health Alcohol Act, and it's a package of measures which was designed to bring about a reduction in alcohol consumption across the country in recognition of the fact that we do have serious alcohol issues here in Ireland. And, you know, the package included things like minimum unit pricing, like some restrictions on alcohol advertising, and this particular one about, you know, club points. And what happened very shortly after it was introduced is that supermarkets turned it on its head, if you like, and said, OK, so we're not using your club points, but, you know, you have these special offers. And it doesn't really matter what you're calling them, whether it's a special offer or two for the price of one or whatever. The point is that it encourages alcohol consumption and, you know, it's going against the spirit of, you know, what the law was trying to bring about. But, you know, there's other aspects of that law which haven't been implemented yet. And indeed, actually, there is now quite a great deal of concern that a key element of the legislation, the labelling of alcohol products with health information, such as things like alcohol causing cancer and its links to liver disease and not drinking in pregnancy, you know, that's those labels are due to come into effect from May 2026. That's settled, that's in law. And yet we've heard some speculation from government figures saying, oh, well, maybe we'll look at this again. And actually, we would be extremely concerned about any attempt to re-examine this because it was examined in a great deal of detail before it was actually, you know, finalised and passed. And I think it is very important, given the level of, illness that we have in the country arising from alcohol, that the public is fully informed of the risks from alcohol.
Hey, look, I don't want to take away from that either, Sheila, because I'm acutely aware of the impact it can have, through this very show, from talking to people who've experienced issues with alcohol, family members, and there is no question about it, it has life-changing impacts for many, many people. But we do have very strict rules in this country. We've a lot of legislation around drink consumption, and at the moment, just even to take this example of the supermarkets today, like, we've already brought in the fact, right, you can't get points if you buy a drink in you know, Centra or Super or Super Value or Dunnes or Tesco or wherever you're Lidl, wherever you're doing your shopping. You can't gain points anymore. You can't use your points to buy drink. So now what happens, and under the current advertising legislation, I today can't read out on air the fact that, you know, a particular brand of Andrea Gilligan Sauvignon Blanc wine costs X amount of money in Tesco or Dunnes or wherever you're buying it. But I can use the reference point to tell people that, like, I'm looking at one of the stores here today, we'll say, you know, a particular bottle of wine costs £13.50, right? And if I have whatever my loyalty or my discount card is, I'll get that bottle of wine for €12. So there's a €1.50 saving by virtue of the fact that I have a loyalty card to a particular supermarket. But do you really think, Sheila, that €1.50 saving, if it goes back up to full price of £13.50, is that £1.50 going to deter somebody from buying the bottle of drink?
Well, you know, it is extremely well researched that one of the most important ways of reducing alcohol consumption is to have controls on alcohol pricing. So yes, price, and we are all price sensitive. Price really does make a difference, and that's why, you know, these restrictions were brought in. You know, again, just to come back to, you know, if you look at the level of harm that we do experience here in Ireland, 4 people will die today because of alcohol. There's 1,500 hospital beds in use today because of alcohol-related illnesses. These are huge pressures, you know, on individuals, on the families, and, you know, on the state as well. In fact, actually, it costs the state of the order of $12 billion annually to deal with, you know, some of the harms, you know, from alcohol. And yet, you know, we have an industry that is clever in putting forward its case. It promotes its products as being essential to everyday life, and takes no responsibility for the illnesses and the destruction that actually arises from the use of their products. So I think this is a modest measure, but I could say these things will only work if the whole of the Act is implemented in full, including labelling, including the restrictions on advertising.
Okay. Well, will you stay with us, Sheila? Because I just would love to chat to some of our listeners today about this, and maybe some of them are only out of the supermarket. If you're out of your Tesco or Dunnes or Lidl or Aldi or wherever you are, we'd love to hear your thoughts. 1800 453 106 is the number. Gavin is on the line. Gavin, what's your view on this crackdown?
Hey, thanks. I just think this goes to show how massively out of touch the government and its representatives are when it comes to the normal people of Ireland. Realistically, there are people out there working Monday to Friday, grown adults who are allowed to make choices for themselves, who at the end of the week will look to treat themselves. Now, the majority of people in this country don't get paid a wage which is high enough to live comfortably. And they're reducing or removing their ability to actually reward themselves at the end of the week, be it with a bottle of wine or be it with a can of beer. The vast majority of these people, within this country don't have a drink problem. And if you look at the figures, young people in Ireland have been consuming alcohol less and less every year since the early 2000s. So realistically, I don't see what type of an impact raising or not allowing €1.50 off a bottle of wine would actually have. To me, it's just putting a band-aid over a gaping wound where the government don't actually have to implement a program or an education piece that they can roll out. It's easier just to tell people, you stop what you're doing, and that means we don't have to do work. I think the Minister for Health would be better served if she was to maybe get together somebody to put a programme or an education piece to put to the youth and to the older people of Ireland and say, here's an education piece, let's look at this and let's see how we can control ourselves and manage it. But that's not what it is. And I think the language used by your last speaker there, I think it was a representative for Alcohol Awareness Ireland, the word control was used. And that's what this is. It is control. And it is controlling the ability for adults to make choices for themselves. And if they do want to make a choice, they have to spend more money, which is into the pocket of the government. And I do think that this is just nothing but it's smoke and mirrors. It's not going to attack the actual problem. People aren't going to not spend the money because they're getting told it's an extra £1.50. It's extra money into the government's pockets, and it's an opportunity to control what we can consume. That's my take on it.
Okay, yeah, no, it's a fair point. What about you, Pat? How do you feel about this?
That lad just spoke there seems a very level-headed, responsible person, and drink in that context of giving it to the likes of these people, that person, it's fine. But like you heard of the problems that are there with giving drink to other people. So we can't all put ourselves in this responsible, decent, adults scenario. Now, I'm a person that uses, Value Club and whatever they're at for all my shopping. Mm. And like the whole purpose of this is day one is to basically encourage people to buy, first of all, in that supermarket and basically help people with the cost of living. And like drink, I don't believe should come into that category. Now, I do see the lad's point there, whether Gavin was on before
me.
See Gavin's point that he's working hard all the week and he'd like to be rewarded. But unfortunately, we need to look at the balance here of what this is addressing. And the one thing I don't want when I'm in the supermarket is if I have a certain amount to make up, say if I have a tenner off a 50 and I'm caught for money and I say to myself, well, I'll actually go over there now and I'll buy some drink, where I wouldn't normally buy drink. The very last thing I do is buy drink in a supermarket. But I believe it's going in that wrong direction to encourage people. Like as I said, the Value Club stuff is needed and it's helping people with the cost of living. And I don't think drink should come into that. Now, we do need to look at the pricing of it to address Gavin's idea that it is way too high. We do need to look at the pricing of it, but we do not need to put it into the reward category and to encourage and put a kind of a false, because I'm very much into advertising as well, and it's given a false image that we're rewarding you and now we're encouraging you to buy this product and we're actually going to give you a discount because we actually want you to buy this product.
Damien O'Reilly is back with us too, Pat. I mean, I do want to come to some of the texts, Damien, about this as well. A lot of our listeners feel it's a price hike on drink.
Well, there's two prices, and one is the club card user, and if the club card users are now, 80% of what Tesco sells is through club cards. So basically what they're looking for is for customers to come back again and again. I think what's required is just clarity around the pricing and what's on the shelf edge label so that people are aware of what the price they're paying for it is. The rest of the conversation that they're having is around education in the consumption of alcohol. But I think, the minister needs to is trying to get a short win here on this one.
Well, just the point I would make about this today, just to do sort of a very quick glance at some of our listeners' WhatsApps and texts and messages about this, people are very torn on it. And I would say it's 50-50, Damien, which, to be honest, I'm a little bit surprised at. Texter here makes the point.
I think you need to have the price per litre so you can compare with one with the next. And the shelf edge labelling needs to be more clear and to say what the price actually is that you're actually paying for it. If it was the legislation was introduced, supermarkets would comply very, very quickly and they would put up whatever their price is, the one price that is paid by both consumers who have got loyalty cards and those who don't have loyalty cards. And just to clarify, that last gentleman suggested that you could use loyalty points to buy an extra bottle and get points. You can't do that. Actually,
you can't do that from more recent times. You could, all right, years ago. Listener says, fair play to the health minister about this. Alcohol use costs the health service millions of euro every time, every single year. That's why the budgets are constantly always having to be increased. Why wouldn't somebody in charge of the health budget not bring in a measure to make people healthier and try to keep them out of the hospital? This texter makes the point of Jennifer Kyle McNeil, if she brings this in with regards to the club card, I'm just going to buy in bulk over the border in Enniskillen. Tesco and Dunn's over the border, they do not have these nanny statism rules, treating us like children. We're turning into a total nanny state. Sheila's still with me. Sheila, just to come back to Gavin's point there about control, I suppose that's really what this is, isn't it?
It's a public health measure and it is looking at, I suppose, our consumption as a whole across the population. Just a few facts that we have here. About half of us who drink do so in a way that is described as hazardous. That would be a health research board, you know, finding we drink at a level. Yes, it has been coming down in the last number of years. But if the population, if Ireland as a whole drank within the HSE lower risk drinking guidelines, we'd be drinking 40% less than what we're drinking at the moment. And the outpouring of that you know, high level of drinking and in particular high level of binge drinking, we're the eighth highest binge drinkers in the OECD, is a tsunami of problems, whether we're talking about, you know, 30% of our ED presentations being related to alcohol, whether we're talking about the one third of children who live in a home, you know, who's got a parent who binge drinks regularly or is dependent on alcohol. And you have to look at those things in the round and say, well, what can we do to try and reduce that harm that has been experienced by a large number of people? It's not just the individual drinker, but it's those around. And indeed, you know, you might not drink yourself, but you might need a hospital bed at some stage, or you might need an ED presentation. And you really have to say, well, what are the things that we can do that can try and reduce that burden? And, you know, if we're looking at it from a, you know, an affordability point of view, people will say, oh, sure, you know, drink, is it expensive, is it not? Well, the facts of the matter are is that alcohol today that you would buy in a supermarket is 85% more affordable than it was 20 years ago. That's data actually from the CSO. So, you know, we do have to look at it from an affordability point of view. It's very affordable, it's very widely available, okay, and it's very heavily advertised. And these things drive alcohol consumption.
This texter says, as the child of an alcoholic, I can tell you that all this is going to do is take more money away from families. A few euro will not deter anybody who feels that they need drink. Darren in Tipperary says, with the way the government are running the country, the government are driving people to drink, but the public can't afford it, and they're going to get rid of the subsidy within the Dáil bar? Asks Darren. Listener says, people with drink addiction or problems won't buy the whiskey on offer for being a loyal customer of the supermarket. They'll buy the cheapest own brand stuff. What about just your normal everyday person who just wants to get 1 or 2 euro back in a country that they feel they're already being ripped off in? This texter says, this is just making my blood boil listening to this today. They stopped the off licences opening after 10 o'clock at night. That did nothing. The cheek of them in this cost of living situation by putting effectively a price hike on drink. Another listener tells me, as a grown adult, I now can't buy any booze in an off licence after 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. We are already totally over-regulated. There's very mixed views on this today. And I will say, there's a huge number of people very much in favour of this proposal today. And, you know, hats off, they say, to the Health Minister, Jennifer Carl McNeil, about it. Very split on the text line. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you too want to share your thoughts with us. Gavin, Pat, Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, Damien O'Reilly, their lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.